It is October 28, 2016, it is 2 p.m., Special Commissioners Court, second floor, Ritz County Courthouse, at the courtroom, this is an open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So a roll call, precinct one.
Jorge Garza, County Commissioner, precinct one.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, precinct two.
Tony Martinez, Bruce County Commissioner, precinct four.
Brooks County Judge, Imelda Barrera, precinct three, Commissioner, is absent today. And we have, County Auditor's Office, and also County Clerk's Office. Let us go at this time with, line item one, which is public comments. Any, is open to the public, we're limited as indicated above. Okay. Let's move on to, our regular agenda. Let's go to line item five, discussion and approval on the 2016 tax roll submission as per 26.09E of the Texas Property Tax Code. Where's the... Missing the... Let everybody get up.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, this is a submission of the 2016 tax roll. And, do you want me to read the whole thing? Yes. Okay. The 2016 tax roll is submitted for approval under Section 26.09E of the Texas Property Tax Code and was calculated in compliance with the same code by multiplying the values from the certified appraisal roll plus minus any changes in value approved by the Brooks County Appraisal Review Board by the tax rate adopted by this governing body for the 2016 tax year. Values and taxes are at a ratio of 100% of appraised value. The 2016 tax roll for Brooks County is stored in the Brooks County Tax Office in compliance with the state records retention guidelines. A copy of the tax roll for reference purposes and convenient availability is filed with the Brooks County Clerk's Office. I, Terry A. Seagulls, Brooks County Chief Deputy Tax Assessor Collector, hereby certify the figures from the 2016 tax roll as reflected on the attached summary page taken directly from the 2016 tax roll. I certify that the foregoing information and the roll it represents is accurate and correct to the best of my knowledge. The total taxable value for 2016 is $483,891,963, and our total assessed value is $520,094,838. Any questions?
Any questions? Comments?
And this is with the road and bridge and the farm market?
Yes. Road and bridge, farm market, and then the general fund. And the debt also.
Right.
Questions?
No, good.
Do I have a motion?
Mayor.
For approval? Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second? Second by Commissioner Garza and Commissioner Martinez. I mean, Commissioner Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, line item three, to discuss, consider an act to have copy data scan 2 through 26 of the Commissioner's Court meetings in the amount of $9,480 to be paid out of the records management.
County Clerk.
That would be the county clerk. Anyone?
It's just that they keep our books related to gas, and we don't have our city department anywhere. Something like the National State Courthouse, all the way to the top. So they can do the different scans, and put them on the PDF format, so we can put them in our ACS system that we currently have for our personnel.
Thank you. Discussion?
Was this the only bid that y'all took, that prices, or what's the name of the... So then you guys will be using the same software?
Same company. Yeah, but the software...
Okay. All right.
Okay. Motion to approve. Motion by Commissioner Garza, second.
Right.
Second by Commissioner Martinez, all in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 4, discuss, consider, and possibly approve code enforcement traffic officer as per recommendation of the interview committee to take effect on November 1st, 2016, salary $25,497.36. And you should have your recommendation right in front of you. Any questions?
And the recommendation from the sheriff and the chief, this individual will start November the 1st at 24...
At 25,497.36.
Okay. All right.
Plus benefits, of course.
Yes.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Garza, second.
Right here.
Second by Commissioner Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, discuss and approve Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 attending seminar in Galveston December 4th through 7, 2016 and to be paid from Technology Fund 029004340.
This is my 20-hour continuing education.
Okay.
And all this, Ms. Morales, comes from the technology. And you're the only one who's going to go to this seminar?
Yes, I'm going. It's my 20-hour continuing ed. They had it in... they started in Galveston, but for personal reasons, I can't go at a later date. So that's why I want to do it then.
Because I know there was another one at the island, right?
That was the South Texas.
Okay. So there's two different types of...
This is my continuing education.
Okay.
South Texas, we get some credit, but it is all the JPs and the Constables Association from South Texas. I usually ask also to go to the state one, but I don't know where it's going to be this year. So I don't have any plans.
Okay. All right.
We have a motion to approve.
Right here.
Motion by Martinez, second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you, ma'am. Line item 7, discussion on office of court administration reports.
Okay, Judge, and I gave you all a copy of this letter that I received, and I wanted you to see on page 4 is where my last report is. Now, remember, we had a problem with court view doing it, and we've not, and the reason I'm concerned, Judge, is not because that we can get audited. I don't care, because the auditor audits us
all the time.
Monthly, you know.
Right.
But my concern is, if you see on page 4, I highlighted it, it says September the 1st, 2015 to August. I've only sent the report for September. They've not brought it up to par yet on the OCA. And let me tell you, this is information that we send in on our desk. Everything we do is recorded. And you never know, later on we might need a grant and we might need the statistics. And that's going to affect us, you know, the county in general. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And usually when we do contact court view, we do it by email, because by phone it's kind of hard. And we've gotten a response from them, and they tell us, oh, yes, we've already done it, and it's not done, Judge. And I don't want to come here and nag you all and keep telling you about court view, but we paid for this program. We've had to fix the program ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We've had to do it. Judge, we have, I want to say, like maybe 700 tickets a month. We can't stop. And just because they have a flaw in one area, you know, and I'm going to keep on telling you, if you're a defendant and you're charged with 3 separate charges, we have to input that ticket 3 different times. And, you know, you're familiar with the weight station.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they have all these charges. And that is time consuming when you have 1.5 clerks. I have to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not complaining, but you need to be made aware of these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have one of our computers that keeps freezing. We've called Adam, and he said it's court view. So we need to have that matter, we might need a new computer, I'm looking into that right now. But in our office, we can't stop working there.
Right, I understand.
We're all behind.
Thank you.
And the thing is, you know, my clerks can't stop to take care of, sit down and do court view's job for them because we're losing out on money. Because you know, you all know that our phone's just being, it just constantly ringing, people wanting to make payments. We can't stop that. So I don't know what the solution is. I don't really care to meet with court view anymore. Remember they sent us Gilbert? But the last time that I spoke to you, you said you would take care of it.
And I have.
And yes, but it's the...
Well, this is the situation, and let me interrupt here.
That's fine.
And speaking with the clerks and with court view, I know there's a situation that has been long overdue for them to correct. But if the clerks are not on top of it continuously, you're going to forget about it, just like everything else, because it's like using a cell phone, and you've got to stay on the phone in order to correct it. And I know, talking to your clerk and the other clerks, they haven't logged on to the court view in a while. You know, reference to
my clerk sends her emails.
Uh-huh.
And I told her a while ago if she could print out her emails off,
uh-huh,
so I can show you, but we've emailed them, you know, quite a bit.
Yes.
And let me tell you, we try and call mm-hmm them daily, you know, and another thing, Judge,
mm-hmm,
mira, collections. We are not sending files to Limeburger because we used to be able, and I don't want to bring their name, I dock it, we could put a check mark and send that file off.
Mm-hmm.
With this one, we have to make copies of everything, email it to Limeburger. Limeburger has to call back some and then they get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Really, the letters that Limeburger's been sending are old letters from the tickets that were already with them. The new ones, Judge, we don't have time to sit down and be going through everything because we're going to fall behind, Judge. Unless I shut it down totally today and just work with court view. And if that's what you all want,
yes,
collecting,
I mean,
a week or two, y'all are going
to
hurt.
The thing is that we need to get it working. And if it means one day of sitting down with them or talking to them on the phone, it needs to be working because once you get it working,
they need to answer a call.
Yeah, and it'll expedite everything. It's a very easy program. Just get it working.
Judge, see, and I've been called incompetent by them.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to tell you one thing, Judge.
Uh-huh.
We don't have, I guess, we are paying for the program.
Right.
They're collecting money, yet we have to fix their program for them, Judge?
Well, it's like when you buy a computer for your home, and if you don't input the data that you have,
You buy it.
Yes, but if you don't, yes, but if you don't input information,
Judge,
it's not going to work.
You know, just to let you all know that they're taking our monies, but yet they sold us a program. We didn't sell the program to them.
Exactly.
We've had to build it.
And that's why I need for you all to sit down. Yes, take a 4 hours. Take what you need in order for you all to get it done. Because this is already a year. As of November this year, it's been a year. So even before we downsized in assistance, you know, maybe y'all could have taken a day off to do that and make it, you know, getting it together. I suggest you get it to work.
I just
because it's a program that
I just
we
can't
believe
that they
we cannot not use it. We have to use it. We have
well,
to,
because and if together it, with the auditor,
uh-huh,
and he had told me that he was going to check to see if we could still use iDocket because it was a much simpler program. Now I'm not saying that that CourtView is a hard program.
Uh-huh.
It's that they don't know how to figure it out, Judge. Because we have to input a ticket four times or three times, Judge, because they can't issue a different docket number.
And
with iDocket, they used to do it.
I understand that not everyone, we all need to come together and work together and see how we can resolve this issue because we cannot use another.
You would resolve it.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to resolve it by contacting them and getting you all together. I yesterday asked one of the assistants to send me an email in reference to exactly where they were having problems. I've yet to hear. We need to come together and work together and find out.
I know you called the office this morning.
Yes,
you told me.
Yes, I did.
And you asked them what the problem was.
Yes.
Well, Jamie emails them all the time because I'm on top of her.
But
asking her constantly, did you call them?
In order for
this, were they already correct
you,
Judge?
In order for me to call you know, quote me saying, well, these people have been doing this. See, I don't know that. You all need to let me know exactly how many times you have emailed them so we can bring these people together and say, hey, something is not right. The communication is not effective here. So send it to me. Let me know what you all are doing.
Commissioners, you all understand that. We're gonna shut it down. We're gonna shut it down. We're not gonna answer phones. We're gonna take care of this computer.
Yes.
This computer problem that we're having, because we're having to correct it. So don't go next month, you know, when y'all audit us, that we haven't collected the funds y'all want, because we're gonna shut it.
We need to take care of this. We're paying a lot of money for it, and then to have it not working.
We're paying them a lot of money so that we can.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. We need to get it to work.
I know when we went under a contract with Corby, it cost us over $350,000 for that software. For you guys, and then the clerk, believe you, county and district. Am I right? All right?
Yes.
So, $350,000 is a lot of money. Now, I understand that you're trying to work with every office and with us as commissioners, and the way you're sounding is like you're saying you guys are not listening to me. I am listening to you, Ms. Morales, because you have a big concern on collecting. And the monies, we need to collect money for every month to survive at the end of the year to keep our employees in place, or else we're going to do more cuts. But here again, let me get back with you, myself, as a senior member of the court, and then I'm going to get with Ronnie in reference to your computer, what's going on with it, because I know that we purchased some brand new computers.
And he knows a lot about it.
Yes. But just
so that we can get like some sort of help, even a scanner, I said, even a scanner to scan the tickets, since, you know what I mean, if we could scan the tickets, but then Courtney would have to be on board, and if it's hard right now, can you imagine?
You can scan for your copier.
Yes, but no. Not to, but Courtview, in order to put them in the system, they'd have to receive it and be able to do it. So we don't
You can't scan a ticket through your copier and send it to Courtview for them to do it.
I don't know that we can. Because I don't know that it would be, that Courtview would be able to do it.
Yes, you can scan through your copier.
Well, we have to, what I was told was that we needed to get together with them to see if they would. Well, you know what? You make it seem so easy too, and you've gone to our office and tried to help us, and you haven't resolved everything either. Remember, you tried. You know what I mean? Like I'm not.
Here again, Ms. Morales, you're the way you run your business and JP, and the way they run the business over here is a total different, right? So I can understand that Macy's trying to work with you all, but I mean. And she's been very helpful with all the offices. So let's yeah.
And fix
right. So.
And if I sound kind of desperate, it's because I don't like to fall behind.
Of course,
they'll call. They're calling you guys, and they're going to say, "Well, this office is not answering." You know that.
Yeah, they call
this office.
Yes.
Is they don't want to take my payment, or this office.
Yes. I think you need to really sit back and look at all this and see how you can resolve it. It needs to be resolved.
Okay, but just let you all know that you're going to be getting calls, but don't pay attention because we're going to fix it.
But here again, Ms. Morales, I don't want you to stop the operation because we are, no. I will act on it as soon as possible. I'm going to go with August. And then I will share information with the county judge to see what's going on. But again, I don't want you to go today and say shut it down. No. I mean, I don't want you to do that.
I believe that if you can resolve it within 4 hours, you might as well just let it go.
Okay, Judge, and I'm going to tell you another thing. It's not that we're incompetent because we are making the money.
I don't want to say that. No, that's one man's opinion.
You're bringing in $100,000 a month. I don't know how much more income.
We just need to work together, and put all the differences aside and just get it done.
Ms. Morales, we see the numbers every month, and we know who's working and who's not.
But I don't know why I'm nervous. I don't want to stop.
And it's not going to stop.
All you need
is not.
4 hours is ample time for everyone to resolve the situation.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then pick up the phone, email me, call me. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Let me know. Let me know.
To the county judge.
Yes.
And if you want forward to me as well, I can keep tabs of it.
Well, it's just, I mean, the thing is, it's, everything is real time consuming, and in that office, they don't give you a chance. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Easy. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and I'm not crying about it, because I know what I got into when I finally got it lined, but it's just.
Well, give me a date when you maybe more or less, and I will.
Okay, and you know what? We'll email you.
Okay.
Let you know when we're gonna be.
Yes.
Working on it.
Okay.
And so that you all can know.
All right?
Because I know the first thing they do is they call and complain, you know.
Well, everyone complains, you know that, but it's up to the messenger to kind of fix it.
We'll see if we can take care of it. I don't know about on the tickets, because we're having to, like I tell you, some of them, we have to input them twice. When with iDocket, it would give them different case numbers, and this one, it won't split up the case numbers, and the auditors, for receipt purposes, right? You need different case numbers on every single.
Well, we'll fix it, we'll take care of it. Just let me know what day would be good for you.
Get back, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Line item eight, discussing the Cave County grant to Community Action Corporation, South Texas, for the Texas Heating, Texas Home Delivered Meal Grant Program in the amount of $2,500.
Judge, just for your information, I know that we said that we're gonna get back with, Community Action, but, August is not here today. I know Ronnie Magu has some information. Can we table this for today?
He spoke to Taya.
Oh, he did?
That we could use.
Okay, I'm in line with, Ronnie, did you hear that, sir?
Do you know that? Okay, there we go.
Are you aware of it as well?
Come on up, Rod.
Would you stand up, sir?
Come on up, Rodney.
There's a line item for contributions.
Okay.
For any group, and there's a total of $3,500 in there, so it's up to the court to decide how to spend that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Do you have a motion to approve?
Right.
$2,500, all right. Yes, come on up.
$2,500?
Do I have a second? Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Here we go, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Line item nine, discussing approve the use of Brooks County Show Barn Home Economics Building for Jersey Youth Cheerleader Fundraiser. I know that this line item has to do with fundraising for some young adults that are asking to fundraise. And the reason that it's on here is because it was kind of last minute, and they're asking for, what they're wanting to do is maybe for y'all, if approved, if y'all can waive the amount of the rent of that.
Okay. Let me just comment on this. I know that the extension office, they are in charge of all the activities that happens at the show barn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know this individual that is running this fundraiser, Ms. Mireles, she went and did her part to fill the application, a CO1 nonprofit application, filled that out. She wants us to see if we can waive the 150 because they want to use it for, I don't know, some young kids or cheerleaders.
Yes.
And I know that Celia's department or the extension department should have told in front that we need to charge you, the nonprofit, $150. So that's the reason we're here today. I feel like they put the burden on us now to determine if we're going to charge $150 or not. We're going to waive the $150 for them to use the show barn.
Right.
Because I know that we said in Commissioner's Court that we're going to charge everyone across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how the court feels if they want to waive this youth cheerleader fundraiser, or else we can just keep it as is turn it back to Ms. Salinas and let her call Ms. Morales and say, "You're gonna pay $150." But I mean, it just means just, I mean, I don't know how the court is.
It went through, Celia, didn't it go through Celia? But because of the time constraint, it was, let's just put it up to Commissioner's Court.
Did Celia, was that individual aware that she needs to pay the $150 to use the...
Yes, that's why they are...
And why they're asking for us to...
They're asking for you all to waive the bet. It's up to you all, you don't have to...
Yeah.
That's it, because, it's up to you all.
Just disapprove the use of the Brooks County show barn.
The use, yes, and with the usage comes the fee, so, it's up to you all.
Well, that's up to them, to the county commission agent.
So what you're saying is you don't wanna take action on this?
We need to take action. If it's up to me, I would charge them.
Okay, do I have a motion to charge, no, do I have a motion to charge the youth cheerleader fundraiser, the Jerseys, youth cheerleader fundraiser, to charge them $150 to, rent? Do I have a motion? Motion made by Commissioner Vargas.
Okay, Commissioner Vargas' motion was to charge them $150?
To charge them.
Okay.
Do I have a second?
Right here.
Okay, second by Commissioner Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, and item 10, discuss, consider, and approve veterans officer being under the direction of the Brooks County Sheriff's Department. The sheriff is here.
Hey, Sheriff, how you doing, sir?
Sheriff, I have a letter for you. This was delivered by...
President?
This was filed this morning.
Yeah, that was in the... Yeah, they called me, is this about the van?
Oh, I don't know what that's about.
Okay, I'm gonna read it to you. To the Commissioner's Court, that we at the BFW would like to ask the court to consider Valdo Cantu as a driver for the veteran, transport van. Arturo Hernandez, and then Noel Sainz Garcia.
I think the last time Benny and I spoke, and along with you, sir, line item 10, it was like, I think you all are gonna hire full-time, if it's approved, full-time, veterans officer, at $10 an hour?
$10 an hour.
Okay. But it's full-time?
The time he's driving.
Okay, so there's not an officer then?
No.
Just a transportation?
It's just a transportation.
Transportation only?
See, transportation only.
Yes.
Whenever he goes out, if he goes out like for 12 hours one day, you know, that's $120. But the following day, if he doesn't go out, he doesn't get paid.
Okay, so this is...
Not a service officer.
It is not a veterans officer then?
No.
It is a transportation officer.
That's all it is.
Okay. And would you, you are going to supervise him?
Yes, we'll supervise him.
Under the direction of your, okay.
We'll make sure that, you know, all gets changed and everything on it, you know.
Okay.
Okay, Judge, for the record, it's gonna be for transportation officer.
Only.
How much an hour?
$10 an hour.
An hour?
Okay.
24 hours a week, or is it gonna be full-time?
Well, it's not a full, I mean, like I say, you know, I don't know.
Okay, because we hire somebody full-time, we have to pay benefits.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be at, because they don't go out every day.
Okay, so it's part-time?
So part-time, yeah, okay.
All right. So a motion to approve part-time at $10 an hour.
Right here.
Not to exceed 24 hours a week, under the direction of the Brooks County Sheriff's Department. Motion by Commissioner Martinez, second. Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Yeah, Sheriff.
You're paying this from where, Sheriff?
Huh?
Where are you paying this from?
From the seizure fund.
Seizure fund, okay.
Line item 2, approve of regular, thank you, sir, I'm sorry. Special...
Thank you, sir.
When do you think you're gonna hire?
No comienzan.
Are you gonna advertise, or are you just gonna take that letter?
No. Now, Sheriff, now just, I wanna go on record saying that this part-timer is gonna make the schedule for him. He needs to call and schedule the appointment. Remember that, because we don't have a full-time officer in charge of that. So this individual, he needs to make the appointments for the veterans. Okay, all right. Now, reference to the gas and all that, you guys are gonna keep log of it, right?
We'll keep the log of the gas. It's
county.
Yeah,
insurance.
It's county vehicle.
On the vehicle, yeah. It'll be county.
Yeah. That goes back to my friend over there, to the auditor's office, to make arrangements for that.
Okay.
Okay, sir?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
November 1st?
Whenever they hire?
Okay, Monday?
Monday is the 31st.
Starts Monday.
It's up to y'all to advertise whatever y'all wanna do. It's your baby. Alright, thank you.
Alright.
Item 2, approval of regular special commissioners court minutes of August 13 and 14, 2014, August 18, 2015, August 2nd, 2016, August 9, 2016, August 25th, 2016, September 9, 2016, September 13, 2016, September 23rd, 2016, September 29, 2016, October 3rd, 2016, and October 18, 2016. We're still reviewing, making sure that everything is dotted, crossed, and all that on this minute, but do you have a motion to approve? If you all have overlooked them already, or reviewed them?
We opened some of them, but else.
We're talking about all these transfers?
No, we're talking about Commissioner's Court meeting.
Okay, all right.
Motion?
Right, just.
Motion by Martinez, second.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. All right. Line item 11, that's a consent agenda. It is approve budget item transfers from A through Z, and then double A through double Z, and then triple A through triple D. I know y'all have reviewed them.
Yes, Judge, I have a question on the why. It says line item transfer $21 from 12050630820 to county medical insurance, but it didn't say to what?
Let me look at them.
The one can answer that is
Rodney,
Rodney.
And that's all we send, and that's all we put. Money,
that's it, sir.
That's it, you are free to go.
Have a nice weekend, sir.
Line item, double Y?
Double Y.
yes.
Okay.
So from Sun Life Insurance?
From Sun Life Insurance.
The county medical insurance.
The county. Anything else?
Yeah, Flick, can you answer me WW line item transfer of $2,346 from 12050630-5901 fire department assistant or furlough to 12050630-8102 appointed payroll. What is that about? I'm sorry, sir. What is that about?
That is probably the amount that was left over, correct?
Is it? I mean, I've never seen this before, so it was like, I mean, caught my attention right away.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
To zero out the balances on all line items.
Okay, so So you're not familiar with this one at all?
I guess this, the 2346 was left over in the fire department assistance, correct?
Mm-hmm, that's what it is. All these line item transfers are, so we can zero out the line items so that they can start from the beginning, yes. This appointed payroll is what, fire department assistant, what I guess, I believe what Gonzalo was making before he stepped down, that's what was left over, correct?
You think so?
Probably.
And it's going to the appointed payroll to the negative.
You want to put all the ones that we think they're right, and then except for this one, we can put it back in the agenda for a regular meeting?
This is the thing, that we have to approve it because we are down to the nitty-gritty and we can't have another, it has to be done before the end of the month.
Okay. I'm just going to put a question mark here.
Okay.
And get with August.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But these are all line item transfers that have to be made before the end of the month.
Yes.
We cannot wait till November to do these.
Ready?
All right.
Motion, Judge.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, second.
Right.
By Commissioner Martinez, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Right.
Motion by Martinez, second by?
Oh, no.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
We're going to do that, sweet.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.